Hello again, and welcome to our program. We're looking at the early part of the book of Revelation, where we read that there's four horsemen that come on the scene during the tribulation period. We're making an application about this white horse, which has to do with philosophies. Philosophies is basically, for the Christian, it's how we do what God told us to do. So we're going to have a look at this part of the early part of the book of Revelation, and we read in verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Shortly come to pass. That's interesting. Then at the end of Revelation, it says, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Shortly. What is shortly? It's been 2,000 years. Now, we need to look at this in its context, and we'll look at it in a minute where Jesus compared it to a woman who was about to give birth, having birth pangs, and when they come one after the other, you know the time is close. And so, he said in Luke 21:28, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, we could spend a long time on these things. We'll just consider a few of them. The rebirth of the state of Israel in May the 14th, 1948. After 2,000 years of wandering through this world, Israel became a nation again. Then the rise of Russia to a status of a world power. The activities in the Middle East that are going on today. The political bankruptcy of the nations. That is happening with this COVID-19 thing. It's all coming together. The moral bankruptcy of the nations, the rise of a sodomite society. All these things are prophesied in the Word of God just before the Lord comes back. The constant threat of a nuclear war, the rising tides of lawlessness, the apostasy of the professing church, the emergence of the drug culture today, the revival of occult activities in the world today, the staggering strides that are being made in science and in technology, the trend toward a one-world political situation. All of these are prophesied in the Word of God that would happen just before Jesus comes back. And referring to birth pangs, it says when they happen one after the other, like these things have been in the last 10 years, then he said, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. The story is told that King Frederick the Great of Prussia once asked his physician to give him proof for the existence of God. He said, Your Majesty, the continued existence of the Jews. Well, they were scattered all over the world, but they didn't die. May the 14th, 1948, they became a nation again. 600 years before Christ, that was prophesied. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. He who has scattered Israel will gather him. Ezekiel 39, I will bring them back from the peoples and gather them from the lands of their enemy. Then I shall be sanctified through them in the sight of many nations. Ezekiel 39:28, it says, I made them go into exile among the nations, and I'll gather them back into their own land. Deuteronomy 30, God will restore you from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all people. And then we read in Deuteronomy 30:4, if your outcasts are at the end of the earth, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back. Jeremiah 32, I will gather them out of the lands. I will bring them back. Now this will be fulfilled during the tribulation period, but we can see the glide path to that is happening already, and already Israel has become a nation after 2,000 years of wandering through this world. And so there she is, a little country the size of southern Ontario, and yet the focus of the whole world has been, in all of my lifetime, has been on Israel. It's interesting, Obadiah 1:2 says, Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen, thou art greatly despised. Well, then we see the rise of Russia as a superpower. It's interesting that in 1991, the news was talking about the Soviet Union collapsing. It's gone, really. Well, today, United States, Russia, and China are the top three military powers in the world. Russia is second only to the U.S. And so the Bible tells us very plainly that Russia, referred to as the bear, will come down against Israel during the tribulation period. Since Putin first became president of Russia, their economy has grown. They produce more oil than anyone else on the planet. They are number two in oil exporters into the world. They produce more natural gas than anyone. They supply 34% of Europe's natural gas needs. More billionaires live in Moscow than in any other city in the world. And as we said, they're second only to the USA in military power. Putin made headlines all over the world when he climbed into the cockpit of Russia's new fifth-generation fighter jet. Yep, the Bible says that they're going to come against Israel. Well, they have to come. They have to be there in order to come. 1991, they said they weren't around anymore. No, the Bible always gives us the facts, and the Bible is always true. Then we look at the political condition of the nations of the world. It has been said there is no more dangerous menace to civilization than a government of incompetent, corrupt, or vile men. Well, I think this man knew what he was talking about. If politicians were honest today, they would get up and say, "Follow me. If it's in the Bible, I'm against it." And they are. They'll go through their little rigmarole and like Trump, hold up a Bible and act like he was a Christian. No, we've kicked God out of our schools. We've kicked him out of anything to do with the government. We don't want anything to do with God. No, the honest fact is, if a politician is honest, he's going to say, "Follow me. If it's in the Bible, I'm against it." Oh, is the Bible against abortion? Yes, it is. Is the Bible against sodomites? Yes, it is. Today, truth has become the new hate law. Well, that's where our national political conditions are today. But what about the churches? If the pastor was honest, he could get up and say, "Follow me, I'll make you feel good. I'm not going to say anything that'll upset you. Just keep coming. Put your money on the plate and we'll build a bigger building." Yep, that's it. Come on in and I'll make you feel good. We're not going to preach. See, preaching says in the New Testament, there's teaching and there's preaching. In fact, in all through the Bible. Teaching is one thing, preaching is another. To preach is to herald. A herald would come in on his horse and he'd say, hear ye, thus saith the king." He was not there to dialogue. He was not going to downplay the message in case some people left town didn't like it, not like we do in our churches today. No, preaching, it says, hear ye, thus saith the king." You better do what the king said. Not here to discuss it. Here's what the king said. Do it. That's not going on in our churches today. Follow me, and I will make you feel good. Well, we're going to look in Revelation at the first part of it here and see how this all comes up together. First of all, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Perhaps at the top of the page, on the first page of the book of Revelation, it says the revelation of John. No, it's not the revelation of John. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, that is to John, to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Now, we mentioned this thing about shortly. Jesus said in Matthew 24, when all these things are happening, and we've listed a few of them here, all these are the beginnings of sorrows. Now, that word sorrows has been translated travail in 1 Thessalonians 5:3, where we read, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Talking about birth pangs. So when these things begin to happen, one after the other, and one after another, like they have in the last 10 years, then they're shortly coming to pass. Look up, your Redeemer draweth nigh. And so we're looking at this shadow of the white horse rider as he's tromping through our churches today. Be sure and be with us for our next message.